Hi guys, we have an exciting show today. Can't wait to do it. We have an amazing movie to talk about, and we have the main actor and the producer, Nick Blassopoulos and Melissa Curley. And Bobby always wants to say hello.
That's what you always say. And Bobby wants to say hello. Bobby does say hello. I love you, baby. Okay, you're back.
So, any minute now, guys, just to let you know, it's a beautiful day here in Miami, Florida. We feel so blessed, and I hope everyone's well.
Yay. Oh. Gonna start any second, you say?
Come, guys. Soon. Very soon.
How soon? Let's guess. 10 seconds.
I don't know. Are we psychic?
No.
Do you want to count to three?
1, 2, 3.
You're
How
not
about
psychic.
You do it?
Okay.
You do it.
Ready, set, action. I'm not psychic.
Is that how we're doing it? Melissa, how do you do it?
I'm not psychic. It's okay.
Okay.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my amazing partner, Boris.
Amazing? For them, amazing?
Always.
Thank you, baby.
Our show is available live on your radio, also live through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, godisthecure.com. We are broadcasting live from Miami through satellite, available in 35 radios in more than 11 states, and social media, soon after the show, any podcast player. This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God, who enables us to help each other. We provide testimonials to let people know that we're not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor of child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information. Knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is needed. I do believe we all suffer or have suffered from something, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. My healing came from God, but other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be challenging, but always know there's someone who cares. At least God does. The song we played earlier was Golden by Harry Styles and Adam Levine. God's love for us is unbelievable. To Him, we are golden. He wants to open our eyes. Sometimes we tend to lose focus when we're believing the enemy's lies. But God takes us back to the light, truly making us bright so we can do what's right. He gives us needed strength when we feel hopeless. For the enemy wants to believe that we are broken. He will take advantage of tough situations until it is God that has spoken. It will be scary, so faith can increase, and there will be times that hearts get broken. The hardest thing to face is being alone, and it can feel that way when life hits hard. Once faith is challenged, that's when it's most important to pray. As long as God loves us, we are golden. And when faith survives, we realize we are chosen. Today we will present the movie Faith Under Fire and have two special guests. The main actor, Nick Blassopoulos, who acts Tom Hatcher, and the executive producer and owner, Melissa Curley. Nick Blassopoulos started the Masoner acting technique.
Here is Nick. Found him.
At the Promenade Acting Conservatory in Santa Monica. He went on to perform in plays at the Odyssey Theater in Los Angeles and Hollywood Fight Club Theater before breaking into a variety of TV and film roles with actors such as Dean Cain, Michael Imperioli, and Kevin Sorbo. He also appeared in films and television series such as Detroit 187, Spider-Man 3, Crossing Jordan, My Big Fat Greek Life, and Reign Over Me. Melissa Curley is the owner of Generation Courage, a movie company, and an active member of Brighthood Christian Church. She has also been part of the faith-based film community in Detroit, and for the past 13 years, Melissa founded an independent Christian movie company. Generation Courage, with the goal of being the light in the darkness, John 1:5. We strive to shine biblical knowledge through film, reaching a wide variety of viewers. Nick and Melissa, thank you for being on the show. You're now live.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Melissa, tell us about the movie. What is it about?
So it's based off of a modern day Job, story of Job. So Tom Hatcher goes through a bunch of trials, and he has to deal with the loss of his wife, and he kind of gets angry at God. He doesn't understand why God is doing this, and that's a lot of what we go through life. Why is God doing this? Why is it happening now? So he's faced with a lot of trials and tribulations. And it's kind of his journey through those, and his, as life trials and tribulations, are happening, his faith grows. And if you've ever, had a relationship with Christ, you know that there's mountaintops and there's valleys, and where you grow is those valleys. So, that's kind of the gist. I'm not going to spoil the ending for you. But I hope everybody goes and sees it. It's something that I believe everybody can relate to. Everybody has ups and downs in their life. Everybody has that struggle with why is God doing this, especially now. I think it's perfect timing. And then just it relates to cancer as well. And I think there hasn't been anybody who hasn't been touched with the grief and loss of a loved one through the awful disease of cancer.
Well, I did see the trailer, and it's an amazing movie of triumph despite great challenges. It's a movie I definitely have to see. And
well, maybe now that you know them, you're going to see it.
But it's, I think we all go through this. We all have very, very difficult moments in our life. Though, I don't like to question God. Why is he putting me through this? I know there's the opposite. I know there's Satan, and he's behind us. He's behind it. God is the one who rescues me. But a lot of us, we question God. I like to put the blame on pickpocket. He steals your soul without even knowing it. And wants you to blame God, by the way. Nick and Melissa, did you get involved in Faith Under Fire? What was the process of bringing the story to life? Let's start with Melissa.
Oops. Wrong one.
So the process was, the first, always the script. You know, we went looking for a script that dealt with what we wanted to put on the screen. Anything that I do, I feel like it's a sermon that needs to be visual. That's kind of the angle that most people can relate to these days. And so we went looking for the perfect script of what we wanted to put up on the big screen. And we found it. And there was this amazing guy named Gary Allison who had this amazing story. So that's kind of where it started. And then we kind of changed it, added some biblical knowledge to the script, and then the correct theology, and it kind of bloomed from there.
So this film is about, you know, great faith. And you know, it takes special people like you guys to want to bring this message about. And so, Nick, what can you tell me, what's your take? How were you able to bring this story to life? I understand it's based on a true story.
I'm a local actor in Michigan, and I had worked previously with the director, Joel Reisig, and I had met Melissa through general networking events and stuff like that here. So when I heard about the casting, I immediately wanted to be a part of it because I felt it was a story that a lot of people could relate to. Like you said earlier, almost everybody has gone through some sort of tragedy or knows somebody who's gone through a tragedy, losing a loved one when they feel they shouldn't have. And what happens, what I felt in my own particular experiences was something like that, is you can feel the presence of God around you when you're experiencing very, very difficult times. I've felt that my own personal experience. I've seen it where people come to the support of others who really need somebody there, and I think God sends those people to you to help you get through those times. So it's a very emotional, powerful movie. You know, it's a tearjerker, and
I believe it.
I just that's one reason why I always wanted to get into acting, was to move people. Hello?
And you guys are definitely doing that. You're definitely touching a lot of hearts. We will continue talking about the movie Faith Under Fire with the main actor, Nick Blasopoulos, and executive producer, Melissa Carley.
We would love to hear from you. Call us with your moment of doubting your faith. The first caller in will receive a free screener for the movie. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
I love you, baby.
I love you too. Why does mommy keep getting sick?
Sarah, no! Can somebody help me, please?
Can we talk?
How long?
It's not long.
I've been talking to a pastor.
Dan Underwood.
I'm not looking for a new friend. Tiffany has renal cell carcinoma. My wife died 2 years ago.
Is this where you tell me that God answers all questions?
No.
Then why are you here?
You're a fireman. You can help people. Please let God work through you.
What do you want from me?
Tom, let me help you.
You can't help.
Let me try.
The Bible says that Jesus stands at the door and knocks.
Where's the Almighty? Where's the King?
So how are you doing?
I'm lost. Don't lose hope. Have faith. God is right there, alongside us, always.
My name is Tiffany Hatcher, and I am 6 and a half years old. I have cancer, but this isn't a sad story.
take good care of her.
God is the redeemer of broken things. In him, all things are made new. This is just the beginning.
Everybody knows my name now, but something about it still feels strange. Like looking in a mirror, trying to steady yourself and seeing somebody else. And everything is not the same now. It feels like all our lives have changed. Maybe when I'm older, it'll all calm down, but it's killing me now. What if you had it all, but nobody to call? Maybe then you'd know me. 'Cause I've had everything, but no one's listening, and that's just f***ing lonely. I'm so lonely. Lonely.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back. This is Amy Cabo. Thanks for tuning in.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app The Cure with Amy Cabo or as a podcast. Look for The Cure on any podcast platform.
The song that just played was Lonely by Justin Bieber and Benny Blanco. Here's my take. It can be a very lonely place to have it all, yet feel alone and misunderstood. The enemy can play his game, get us to question ourselves, even what we believe, and he implants every falsehood. The toughest battles are given to God's strongest soldiers. When there's a lesson learned to God, we only get closer. Suffering comes in waves, and it may never calm down. That's how we learn to love the cross and remember God's crown. I like to pray that I have eyes to see with God's sight, even though it may be killing me. He always shows me the light. There will be times we fall, feeling that no one's listening and there's no hope at all. Listen carefully. It's gentle. When there's no one to turn to, try receiving God's call. He was there with us all along. When we suffered, guess who made us strong? The enemy could be stringing us along, but it will pass, and he will not succeed when it's God to whom we belong.
Wow, you rhyme again.
We are talking to main actor of the movie Faith Under Fire, Nick Vassopoulos, and movie producer, Melissa Carley. Melissa, you have a great cast. Did you already know Nick since you were both in Detroit? On how did Kevin Sorbo and Din Kane become part of the film?
Yeah, I already knew Nick through mutual friends and networking. Through Din Kane and Kevin Sorbo, our director, Joel Paul Reisig, had worked with them several times before, and they're both main talent in the space-based genre. So we reached out to them and asked them if they would consider doing our film, and they both agreed to it, which is amazing. It's the first time since Dad's Not Dead that they have been in a movie together. So we were very excited when they both stepped on into their roles. So it was a great blessing to the film. They're amazing men, and we are so happy that they decided to do this film with us.
I love the cast. I think you guys are great. It's amazing, and I'm so excited for you guys. I really am. Nick, do you feel connected to the main character? Oh. I think
not so much. I had gone through some things myself. I lost my father couple of years ago. I lost an uncle. It was my dad's brother. He was in his early 50s. And he was, he was a great guy. They were both, I loved them to death. And you wonder why, you know, at the age of 54 years old, my uncle passed away. And you kind of question, you know, why only the good die young type of thing. So I had that connection. I had a family friend who lost her husband and her daughter when she was relatively young. The daughter was in her 30s. So it resonate with a lot of people as to, you know, how they feel when something like this tragic happens. And like you said, you there's people out there that are going to question their faith to God, and they're going to say, why did you do this to me? What did I do to deserve this? And I think, this film is going to help people heal, help people see that there's people around them to help them get through this tragedy. And I think, in general, it's a film that almost everybody can relate to.
You know, you couldn't have said it better, Nick. That's a beautiful description. I think we've all gone through tragedies, and thank God I've never experienced the loss of a loved one. I can't imagine what that's like. We all have to go through difficult things, but there's always a reason. If you just wait and see, God has a great plan, and it's His hopes that we succeed, that we prosper, right, that we have a good life. But He did not say we wouldn't suffer. I believe when people die, that's God's mercy. That's why the good die young. Maybe they were too good for this world. That's my take.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa.
Their time was done, yeah.
Go ahead, Nick.
No, I was saying, even though we don't like to hear it, sometimes their responsibility on this planet was done, and there was time for them to move on. And maybe it was to make others stronger and help them, you know, have a better life because of that experience. So go ahead.
Nick, I believe you are a faithful person. I mean, a person of faith. I don't think you would be doing this movie otherwise. And, you know, I'm curious to know, how has your faith impacted your career?
I when you're in Hollywood, there's a lot of things that come up that you could possibly do. I never wanted to do really anything that was against what God would want me to do. So a movie like this, honestly, was probably, you know, it's a dream come true to be able to do films like this. So my faith definitely impacted me in a way that I'd want God to be proud of me, you know, if I did something. So I feel that this film, he's definitely looking down and maybe saying, you know, this is why you're there, and this is why I created you, to make films like this, to inspire people to, to look to God for help when they need it, in all aspects.
Right. Melissa, can I ask you something? What inspired you during the filming?
I'm sorry, what inspired me? Is
yes.
That what you said?
Yes.
What inspired, I think, so going through the filming process, I think that inspiration was my sister. I lost my sister to cancer about 7 years ago. And I dedicated the film to her because I really wanted, people who have had such loss, that from loss can be a gain. And I wanted people to understand that. I think God inspired me to do this film for that purpose. My sister struggled with cancer.
Okay.
We
will continue speaking after the break.
We will continue speaking with main actor Nick Lassopoulos in the movie Under Fire and executive producer Melissa Carley. Please stay with us.
We'd love to hear from you. Call us with your story of doubting your faith. 1-866-34-TRUTH. You might receive a free ticket for the movie. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Long endless highway, you're silent beside me. Driving a nightmare I can't escape from. Helplessly praying, the light isn't fading. Hiding the shock and the chill in my bones. They took you away on the table. I pace back and forth as you lay still. They pull you in to feel your heartbeat. Can you hear me screaming, please don't leave me? Hold on, I still want you. Come back, I still need you. Let me take your hand, I'll make you right. I swear to love you all my life. Hold on, I still need you. I don't wanna let go.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Welcome back, guys. Remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app, The Cure, and our website, godisthecure.com.
And in social media. All shows are available also as a video podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabell, wherever podcasts are.
That was Hold On by Cord Overstreet. Here's what I get out of it. For some of us, it can be a treacherous, endless highway. And when it hurts the most, God seems silent, but he's with us. Despite life's challenges, we can depend on God. We're merely humans. He's the one we know we can trust. When there is a shock, all we can do is increase in prayer. We could feel weak, as if we're living a nightmare. But stay close to God, for he will never allow anything we cannot bear. A broken heart can hit very hard, leaving one feeling truly scarred. We never want to let go of those we love, but there's no need to understand God's mercy from above. Let God carry us through and make it right. It's his battle, not our fight. We are talking to main actor of the movie Faith Under Fire, Nick Lassopoulos, and movie producer Melissa Carley.
We are?
Yes.
Okay.
Melissa, so here's your turn. How has your faith impacted your career and the projects Generation Courage creates?
My career has been impacted a lot through my faith. I was called to this industry at a very young age. I wanted to be a missionary. But I didn't know where. But I knew I wanted to stay in the United States. So God led me to Hollywood. And I wanted to be a light in the darkness.
Lots of darkness there.
There's a ton of darkness. And I wanted to be the light. So I ended up working in faith-based genre the most. I spent a lot of time in secular films. And then God kind of led me to faith-based only, to do more of a sermon-based, movie. And it has been a wild ride. it's a roller coaster.
Isn't it always?
Never a dull moment. It is. But it's grown. My faith has grown so much. I'm so thankful for all the blessings that have come in my life. I've been on mountaintops and I've been in valleys. My faith and my relationship with God and Jesus everything that I've gone through the last 15 years, I'm so thankful for. And so God decides that I no longer need to be a missionary in the field, that's what I will continue doing. I love meeting new people, and I enjoy talking to people who don't know Christ that are on my set. That's probably the most thing that I look forward to all the time, is working with people who don't know Jesus and being a light in that darkness. You're not only a light on the movie screen, you are in your everyday life. So when you're on set, you might be the only, light that they see, or the Jesus that they see. And so that's a great test. Your testimony, who you are and your walk as a Christian, people watch that, and they watch it all the time. And I'm so thankful to be able to do that.
Well, all I know is that I've had it both ways. I knew God since I was very little, but there was a time that I went astray, and there's nothing scarier and nothing more sad than not having God in your life. And what's awesome is the same God that I know and love that has changed my life around, he's done for others as well. So, you know, we all come together in the spirit of faith, and I've only seen people have superhuman strength, be able to survive anything, shock people, and succeed when they have God in their life. I've only seen incredible things that way. So, yeah, he's a big God. Mm-hmm. Nick, you live in Detroit. Is it challenging to keep up with acting, your acting career, now that you're no longer in L.A.? Oh, I can't.
Opportunities out here. So you just kind of have to look for them also on your own, instead of rely on an agent to get you auditions, two or three a week. If you're in L.A., you're getting those auditions more often because there's just more things being filmed or cast out there. So when I moved back here in 2014, I started just kind of networking on social media, looking for things on my own, and trying to find the right people that I'd like to work with. So that's how I that's how I met Joel. And Melissa and I connected through social media, but it was through somebody else. I think she had seen a film that I was in, and that's how we connected that way as well. And so we all already knew each other, and a lot of the film community out here already knows each other. Eventually, it's like a high school almost. So that's kind of how I pursue it. Now I'd rather just do projects that I feel are worth it to me, and stuff like this one was definitely a dream come true that I really, really wanted to do a film like this. So currently I'm just waiting to see how this film does for me from an actor's point of view. I'm hoping more faith-based filmmakers see it and they say, I like this guy, let's call him up, see if he'll audition for one of our films. So that's kind of the angle I've been using right now. Yeah, it's definitely a small market out here, mostly just independent films, small independent films. They used to have a tax credit out here that had brought a lot of bigger names, but that was probably canceled back in 2014-15, right when I moved back. So, yeah, it is a challenge. But if you want it, you know, you can look for it. I pray, I ask God for things. You know, I used to not do that. I used to think I shouldn't ask for God because there's a lot of people out there that are hungry and they need more than I do. So I started turning towards asking God. Alex Kendrick, when I had heard him speak once, he said, "You don't know unless you ask." That's what he said. So, and I was like, I gotta ask God more often and start asking him to guide me and put me in the right direction. And hopefully he can, continue to give me opportunities like this.
Well, you know, it's more than the film. It's more than the movie. You guys are actually living the faith, because all the proceeds from faith, from the movie, Faith Under Fire, go to charities. How did you choose these charities? And how is it special to you and the filmmakers? Melissa.
Well, I chose the charity, the Melanoma Research Foundation. My sister passed away from melanoma. My aunt passed away from melanoma. And my dad has also had a battle with a little bit of melanoma, but has been a survivor. So that is how we chose where the proceeds would go. So that's very near and dear to me. And I just wanted to give back. Nice. I feel like if God blesses you with something, then you make sure that, you know, you reciprocate that that blessing. So we wanted to pay it forward and bless somebody else.
And that's the best thing to do. I mean, reflecting back on what Nick said, we can ask for ourselves, but the best way to pay it forward is asking for others whenever we pray. And believe it or not, God helps us in return.
Oh, as you say, just ask for His will.
Right, or you can ask for the conversion of sinners. Oh. I mean, I think that covers everything. Right?
Okay.
That should cover everything. I don't know. I mean, if you convert, then you're okay. If you find God, you're okay. You're always okay, no matter what happens. But, Nick, you own a restaurant. That's very interesting.
Apollo.
Coney Island.
Oh.
So we're going to talk about that when we return. We would love to hear from you guys. Tell us about your personal story of finding the Lord or losing your faith. 866-34-TRUTH.
1-866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Letting go of everything.
Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Hi again, and thanks for tuning in. We're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app, The Cure, and on social media. Just look for God is a Cure.
Later, the show will be available as a podcast. Search for The Cure again and subscribe, please.
The song that just played was Trust in You by Lauren Daigle. And this is my take. Trusting God is required for peace. We can try every avenue, but to no avail. Just remember, we're God's masterpiece. Dreams can be shattered, and we must confess, there's no winning without God. There is no success. He's our King, a mighty warrior, loving Father, who will take the fight. Anything we go through, He will make just right. Oftentimes we cry out to You, when our faith is under fire, leaving us no clue. Nonetheless, God, we trust in You. You're the God who stays, loves us greatly, and will see us through. There will be a time that we will come to see that we must treasure forgiveness, for it sets us free. And our two favorite sayings will be, God, I'm sorry, You're so good to me. We're talking to the main actor of movie Faith Under Fire, Nick Blassopoulos, and movie producer Melissa Curley. Nick, before we went into break, I was talking about a restaurant that you owned.
Or still own.
Or that you own, yes. I mean, that you do own. Apollo Coney Island. How is it balancing an acting career and running a business? Has it been affected by the COVID in any way?
It has been, but somehow we managed because we were allowed to stay open for takeout food and stuff like that. And I had to downsize a little bit, which was unfortunately something I had to do to keep going. But a lot of my employees were able to collect unemployment and stay afloat that way. But I stayed open. I was right in the fire the whole 3-4 months we were closed down, and it was strictly just me in the kitchen doing everything. So I grew up in the restaurant business. My dad opened this particular restaurant in 1972. So we've had it in the family for 48 years. And we're one of those little mom-and-pop little Greek diners that, every local kind of knows about us, and they know we've been there forever. We're probably one of the oldest restaurants in the Metro Detroit area, even. I mean, for sure, Macomb County, and for sure, maybe even the oldest restaurant in Sterling Heights, Michigan. So as a kid, I was in there running around, sitting at a booth, coloring or, reading a comic book or something to kill time. And for me, it's second nature. I've been doing it for so long that it's really just everything comes naturally to me there. Although I do sometimes get drained from it. It is a draining business in terms of dealing with customers that might, give you a little bit of a hard time, and most of my regulars don't. And then you deal with just, in general, the ups and downs of the economy, like now with COVID, and every time there's a spike in cases, it scares people, I think, still, and then they pull back, and they stay in for a little bit, and then they start coming out again. So it's difficult times for everybody, and I think that's why our film, too, is a good film that, in general, tells everybody to keep their faith. Just have their faith and pray to God, and everything will work out for them.
And just eat Greek. Got it. It's just making a dumb joke.
One of his jokes. It's very inspirational because, I mean, life can be very challenging. We will all go through things. And the most important thing is to know that there is a God, and as long as there is one, there's hope.
Yes.
Nick, what do you feel? Melissa.
Okay.
Melissa.
Melissa.
Okay, Melissa. How can
both of us.
Yeah.
How can people see the movie?
There you are.
So you can go to theaters. The theaters release it on November 27th. That's the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. And it's in limited theater release. So you can check our Facebook page, Generation Courage. We have the list of theaters. We're updating it constantly. It all depends on where you're at, what state you're in, whether the theaters are open or not due to the pandemic. And we are updating that list constantly. If you can't see it there, you don't feel comfortable going to see it in the theater yet, then we will have it on Netflix and other streaming devices on December 8th. And nice. It will be in Target and Walmart as well on December 8th. So there's nice. Plenty of different ways that you can go see it.
And I see that churches can become a theater and show the film.
It can be played in churches. That's amazing.
What, through the Faith Content Network?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So nice. You can set, if your church wants to do a screening, you can go to the Faith Under Fire and website or page on Facebook and click on you want to do a screening, and you can do it that way. So they can license it out to you for doing a screening in your local church.
Nice. And Nick, what do you feel is the most important message in the film? What do you hope people will take away from this project?
Well, I think, you know, when you're hit with tragedy, and you feel, a lot of people feel like it's the end of the world for them as well, as the way they're going to live going on. People just think their life is over. The movie gives you hope that while you'll never forget it, you'll always have the scars or the pain will be there. If you think about it, there is hope that as time goes on, you'll be able to continue to live your life, and you can be happy again. You know, that's the bottom line, is there's hope, and it's going to take time, but one day you can be happy again. And if you pray to God and ask for the guidance, and he'll be for you to direct the right people into your life to help you get through this. There's a couple times in the movie where a character will say, "Can you feel it? Can you feel God's love? It's all around." And I felt that in my personal life when I had tragedy, with having everybody around me, that supporting me, friends, family. So I think that's what the movie shows, that it's tough, it's going to be difficult, but there's hope that one day you can be happy again.
Nice. That is so true. I mean, for me, having not lost anybody, when I saw the trailer and I saw what huge tragedies this family had to survive, it makes my tragedies seem small. And if faith could be put on the fire so strongly, yet people can still survive and find happiness, then there's hope for the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Melissa, how about you? What do you feel is most important message in the film? What would you like for people to get from it?
I think, to piggyback on what Nick said, like, God put you through things, and those tests and those trials, they bring out perseverance, endurance, and as you're going through it, you know, you lean on those people for fellowship, for wisdom.
We're almost guidance. Finishing with today's show, only a few minutes left.
Yes, and I want to say thank you.
So I think about it.
I want to say thank you to our wonderful guests, Nick Vlasopoulos, and the main actor of the movie, Faith Under Fire, and the executive producer of the movie, Melissa Carey.
I'm an executive producer too, by the way.
Oh.
Of your show.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, and God bless. For more information on the movie, thank you. For more information on the movie, Faith Under Fire can be found on faithunderfirefilm.com. And thank you to our audio producer today, Kim, for being with us today, making the show sound good, and making the music possible. Thanks to the Christian car guy, Robbie Dillmore, for his continuing guidance. Love his shows. Now let's pray. Our Father, God, who is an ever-present source of love and comfort. Today we come before you as your humble servants, out of love for all people who have lost faith. They have lost their faith and have begun to stray from the path of righteousness that you have laid before us all. We ask in the name of Jesus that you intercede on their hearts and restore their lost faith so that they can know your glory once again. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure. And thank you to all our listeners for being with us. Until next week, stay safe in these pandemic times. Wash your hands and try not to touch your face.
You can wash your face, all right.
Don't forget to vote. It's Tuesday. If you haven't done so
already.
Do you
know who to vote for?
Allowed to say
Come on, I can say it.
Next Saturday, we will have a special guest, Dr. Noose Nucitelli.
Nucitelli.
Okay. To address cyberbullying, internet addiction, and online safety.
And please check our podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo, and our app, The Cure, or our website, GodIsTheCure.com.
Until next Saturday, much love, stay safe, guys, and keep the faith.
To The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcasts of previous shows, visit GodIsTheCure.com.